This is Statehouse Week. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. When lawmakers return from their Easter break next week, there will be 12 legislative days remaining in this year's session, and it will be a pivotal period for another attempt by legislators to address the most important challenge facing state government: finding a dedicated source of revenue to pay for the state's deteriorating road and bridge system. The roads bill is set for debate in the Senate, but it faces an uncertain future, thanks in the most part to the tricky politics surrounding the state's gas tax, which pays for roads. The current tax, just under 17 cents a gallon, is the country's second lowest, and it hasn't been raised in 30 years. As in past sessions, the House of Representatives earlier this year overwhelmingly passed a bill that would raise the gas tax by 10 cents a gallon and continue restructuring the State Department of Transportation Commission. A Senate committee voted to drop the DOT reform component from the bill, but it increased the proposed gas tax hike to 12 cents a gallon. Officials anticipate that would generate an additional $800 million a year. Last week, Governor McMaster announced that he would veto any increase in the gas tax. His veto threat means if the Senate passes a bill, it will have to have enough support to be able to override McMaster's veto. The conservative political group Americans for Prosperity is waging a grassroots campaign in the Senate to derail the current version of the bill. It maintains that before the Department of Transportation gets any new money for roads, it needs to be more accountable for the money it already receives and answerable to the governor, not to the more political legislature. Daniel Brennan is the state director for Americans for Prosperity.
I think the status of the roads is important. I think DOT reform is important. I think they both go together. Without reform at the DOT, the secretary is not going to be empowered to answer to one statewide elected official accountable to all the people in the state, and will be unable to have strategic long-term planning and prioritization.
A coalition of highway users and business groups, the South Carolina Alliance to Fix Our Roads, is lobbying the Senate to pass a permanent funding bill, citing the critical and urgent need to fix roads. Its members maintain the poor condition of many roads makes them dangerous and that they are hurting the state economically. Most Republicans in the GOP-controlled Senate favor reforming the DOT Commission, but some also support reducing state income tax rates to make a hike of the gas tax more politically palatable. Senate Republican leader Shane Massey.
We've got to find a more responsible way of dealing with that so that we can fund the roads, so that we can reform the system, and quite frankly, so that we can help our lower and middle income wage earners in South Carolina to achieve prosperity, whereas right now they're really struggling.
Senate Democrats are united in their position. They want a bill that deals solely with identifying money to fix roads, and they support the 12 cents a gallon hike in the gas tax and the $800 million it would generate. Here's Senate Democratic leader Nikki Setzler from committee debate last month.
I can tell you, I've heard from my constituents and the people of South Carolina, they want their roads fixed. They haven't been talking about restructuring, and they hadn't been talking about tax relief.
So beginning Tuesday, the Senate will in all likelihood again struggle to accomplish what has eluded it for the past 3 years, reaching some kind of consensus on a bill. The key question is, will enough Republicans join with Democrats to pass a bill with a veto-proof majority? 2018 is an election year, so some lawmakers believe action this year is critical. DOT says it needs an additional $1 billion a year for the next 20 years to bring roads and bridges up to good condition, and that for each year the funding needs aren't addressed, the figure grows by an estimated $400 million. Statehouse Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney.